Hello and welcome along to this week's edition of the Ella Magazine podcast. I'm Sean Dunn. If you'd like to get in contact with us here at Ella Magazine, you can do so by emailing us on ellamagazine@outlook.com or you can tweet us at Ella Magazine. Always remember that Ella is spelled E-I-L-E. Coming up on this week's show, Scott the Butler chats with Killian Flynn about Limerick's bid to host the 2018 Gay Games and their upcoming inspection with the Federation of Gay Games from San Francisco. Also in this week's podcast, you'll hear a report from the 30th annual Dublin Gay Pride Festival, which took place in June. The report features comedian Catherine Lynch and we hear from the committee chairperson of Dublin Pride, Chris Proctor. But first, to Scott's interview with Killian Flynn about the 2018 Gay Games and how Limerick are hoping to host the Games.
Limerick has been shortlisted alongside London and Paris to potentially host the 2018 Gay Games. I was talking to Killian Flynn earlier from the team behind the Limerick bid and was asking him how are they getting on now that they're now ready for the visit from the Federation of Gay Games from San Francisco. Here's what we were talking about.
Well, from their visit to Limerick, they're looking at 35 venues that we have listed in our bid book, which we submitted back in February. They're here for the next 3.5 days. They get to take in the University of Limerick, which will become our hub for the Games in 2018, where 65% of our events will happen. Also on the line is events like Tolman Park, which will be our opening ceremony, the Aquatic Centre in Killaloe for our open water swim and canoeing, and even a trip to Dublin to the National Aquatic Centre in Dublin for where our diving would take place. So a jam-packed schedule over the next 3.5 days.
Fantastic. All right. Now, obviously, these are, you know, fantastic venues. They also have some very high standards as well. And you understand yourself that you're up against good competition with London and Paris. But there are a few advantages that Limerick hopefully will have.
Exactly. As I said there, with the University of Limerick, we have a central hub where, as I said, 65% of our events will take place. We'll also have between 2,500 and 3,000 beds on site as well, so in terms of accommodation will be happening there as well. We'll also have, you know, as we said, London and Paris are other two cities going on as well. We feel that the numbers coming in, looking at about 10 to 12,000 competitors and about 10 to 15,000 spectators, if Limerick was successful in October when we find out if we have won the debate or not, we feel that the entire city and the Shannon region would get behind it. So, you know, we are a small city, all right, when you look at the likes of London and Paris, but we believe in terms of the numbers coming in, there'll be a lot more visibility and a lot more positivity coming out of it from the games happening here in Limerick.
Absolutely. Now, considering you said that it is a small city, you know, everyone is going to be rallying behind you, and the public will be able to show the support with one of the public events that's taking place on Thursday, I believe?
Exactly. Tomorrow night, Thursday, 4th of July, we're going to have a public civic event where we're officially going to welcome the Federation of Gay Games to Limerick. We're going to have Limerick City Mayor, or newly elected Limerick City Mayor, will be in attendance to officially welcome them to Limerick City. All of the festivals and events and accommodation on offer in Limerick will be there, running a little bit of a showcase as to what's going on. We've some great entertainment going on, running from poetry to live bands to improvised comedy, a bit of a fitness class going on as well from one of our local fitness clubs. And in terms of trying to get, you know, we've so many accommodation and so much of facilities going on, we're trying to get around, as I said, we're already going to 35 facilities, so trying to get around to a lot, about 20 odd more, we'd need another couple of days. So we said, why not bring them to the site selection committee? You know, if we can't move the mountain, we'll get them into us instead. So, you know, we're going to have a big public event. It's happening in the Milk Market here in Limerick City, and that's happening from 7 o'clock on Thursday the 4th of July.
Okay, and if people want to find out more information about either the bid from Limerick or indeed about the event, where can they go to?
They can head to our website, it's limerick2018.com, or they can drop us an email, it's press@limerick2018.com.
All right, Killian Flynn from the Limerick Gay Games bid for 2018. Best of luck with the event and the visit, and keep us posted.
Thank you very much.
And we here at Ella Magazine wish Limerick the very best of luck in their bid for the 2018 Gay Games. Now, up next is my report on the 30th annual Dublin Gay Pride Festival, which saw more than 35,000 people take to the streets of Dublin to show the city why they're proud. And now, let's have a listen.
Happy Pride! Happy Pride!
There were colourful scenes right across Dublin city centre last weekend as the annual Dublin Gay Pride Parade stretched right across Dublin city centre. This year's parade was part of a high point of a 10-day festival to mark three gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender milestones: the 40th anniversary of the founding of the Irish Gay Movement, the 30th anniversary of the parade itself, and the 20th anniversary of the decriminalisation of homosexuality in Ireland.
Chris Proctor, chairperson of Dublin Pride. 30 years ago, we gay people couldn't walk down the street without being absolutely harassed. They were jailed for exchanging phone numbers, but today we've moved on 30 years and we're now standing here in Merrion Square with 30,000 people, and it's a celebration now instead of a rally. This year, instead of us as in the committee picking the theme, we put it out to the public and we had a little competition. And we did pick the theme, i.e. we picked the person, but we thought that this year, because it's the 30th year, Live, Love, Be Proud, which was chosen as a theme, fit it perfectly. We have the Polish community here as well because of our Grand Marshal, Anna Grotzkier. She's the first Polish transgender MP in the world. Poland is still way behind us. So it's going to help Poland, it's going to help the trans community, and it's going to help Dublin as well.
With spirits high right across the city with the festivities, I found out from some of the members of the public attending the parade what Pride 2013 in Dublin means to them.
It's nice to be visible for the day and, you know, for just to come out and have a good time and show people that we're not that scary. And we're just here to have a good time.
I think it's just about, you know, getting the word out there that, you know, it's okay to be gay, and there is all these outlets for people to go and meet people in a non-sexual environment and just to be comfortable with themselves. So it's just about getting the message out there that there's a lot of things for people to do and a lot of outlets there. So I think that's very important.
Be united as a part of society and out and about and showing we're here, we're queer, we're happy.
No, I think it's nice to be able to be around people who do accept you and just be able to have our day.
Well, as a mother of a gay person, it's fantastic. And I think the atmosphere is brilliant. And just to come out and support everybody, it's terrific. You know, it's a great atmosphere.
When we stand together like this, nothing can stop us. Marriage equality is going to happen next year because of the efforts of everybody on the stage and everybody out there, and because it needs to happen. But always remember that while it is a huge prize, it's not the only goal.
Marriage Equality were just one group who read out a number of messages of support at the parade, while special messages were also read out for Senator David Norris, who last week announced he had cancer. Comedian and entertainer Catherine Lynch was also on hand to lend her support for the 30th anniversary of Dublin Pride, and I caught up with Catherine to see how she was feeling at 30 years of Pride.
I feel fantastic, and another 30 more would be great. If I can actually gather myself to put my feathers on for another 30 years, I will.
And you're quite popular amongst the gay population here in Dublin. How do you feel?
I walk down here and I know everyone. Everyone's going, hi Catherine, hi Catherine. And I'm also in kind of dressed up, so they still recognise me.
And I suppose if you had a message for people who are out here for the first time today and might be a bit nervous about it, what would it be?
I would say that the truth is freedom, and stand by your own truth. Truth! The truth! The truth! Whatever way you want to say it, that's even up to yourself.
And there you have it, the truth will set you free. We look forward to next year's Gay Pride Festival in Dublin. Well, that's all we have time for on this week's podcast. Many thanks to Killian Flynn, Scott the Butler, Chris Proctor, Catherine Lynch, and of course you for listening. If you'd like to get in contact with us here at LM Magazine, email us on lmmagazine@outlook.com or tweet at LM Magazine. Until next week, we've been LM Magazine, and thanks for listening.